Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Catherine Caputa's here. Yeah, that Catherine. Catherine's back. She's the president of Self Brands, the author of You Are a Brand, also the author of Breakthrough Branding. She's a veteran of branding and advertising on many different levels, from the marketplace to academia. And when I say veteran, by that I mean, you know, she started when she was 10, and now at 25, she's really got things going for herself. Catherine Caputa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Catherine, when I was a young pup coming up in the marketplace long before you were born, you could be innovative. You could create something that was pretty cool that customers would want. And you could dine out on that innovation maybe for a year, maybe
right.
Five. You might even be able to hand it off to your children, let them live off of it for a while.
Right.
And so you could sort of innovate and then go sell it and benefit from it. Today, if you innovate today, that innovation might last till tomorrow. It might last for a week or a month or 90 days. But we're in a time when innovation is not a means to an end. It's a way of life, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because you're right, you know, and so you have to really make innovation part of your culture, you know, and part of who you are, frankly, you know, because mm-hmm. just to compete. So, yeah, the whole world moves so much faster. And in a way, you know, it's easier for entrepreneurs because we have, you know, it's easy to research other competitors on the Internet and things like that. Before, it was hard to find out. But on the other hand, you have, you know, so much more competition, and you have to be much more innovative.
It's a two-edged sword, isn't it? You got great information, but you also have great competitive pressures from directions that you never dreamed of before, right? I mean, there are disruptive forces from people who aren't even selling what you sell, but yet what they do is affecting how you do business. And so you have to. So are you saying you got to have offensive innovation and defensive innovation?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, look, the auto industry showed, you know, if you're not innovative and you just kind of think, oh, we're just making big cars and that's what Americans want, then you lose your toehold to this whole new area that sort of took over.
Right.
So yeah, you have
you know,
to be
they
innovative.
They just launched the 2014 Corvette.
Right.
And I was told, I read something, I think, that the Corvette, which was pretty cool, the 2013 was a pretty cool car too.
Right.
But they've rebuilt it so much, this right. successful brand, that only two parts of the 2013 car are in the 2014 car.
Yeah, no, I saw that publicity on it, yeah.
So how about that? I mean, that's a yeah. good example, isn't it?
Right.
Of what you're talking about.
Right.
So
exactly.
how do we build this innovative culture? Not just innovative, but live innovatively.
Yeah, well, number one is to realize we're all innovative, you know, because I think the way we're educated, you know, go to a first grade classroom and there's lots of artwork around. You ask the kids who's creative, everybody raises their hand. And then by the time you get to the sixth grade, there's no artwork yet.
We beat them. By the time they get to sixth grade, we beat that out of them, haven't we?
We beat it out of them, you know, and so we all think we're not creative. And you know, the interesting thing is there's a lot of new research that shows that everyone can be innovative, everyone can be creative. It's this whole idea of practice like anything else. It's like, you know, you practice if you play tennis, you got to make time to practice. And, you know, when you think of what times, you know, people are most creative, it's often in this, you know, period when they're walking but not listening, you know, talking on the phone or not
right.
listening to their music on their iPod.
Right.
You know, you got to make time. So I say you've got to, you know, get up 15 minutes earlier so you have that, you know, time when you're just waking up. That's, again, a very creative time. Think of problems in your business. Take time for little walks, you know.
I will tell you this, Catherine, what you just said, there's something there's something biological, physiologically, psychologically to what you just said, because my brain experts tell me that our right brain, the creative side of our brain, right, wakes up anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes before our left brain, the engineer side of our brain, wakes up and says, right, are you kidding me? You can't do that.
Right, right.
And so, and so allowing some time early in the morning,
right,
is a great idea.
Can I tell you, I started doing it, and it's just amazing, because it's the, all these ideas come to you when you're half awake, and you're just, you know, because you're not.
I get mine in the shower. I get mine in the shower. Not to not to plant an image in anybody's head, but I get mine. I get mine in the shower.
That's another good time,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it's realizing too, you know, there, you want to have the, you know, the personal innovation and make time for yourself, but you also want to make time with your teams. And I think, and also make innovation part of everyone's job description. You know, and you know, there was a candy company that I talk about in the book Breakthrough Branding. That a guy bought a candy company, didn't know anything about candy manufacture, so he made innovation part of everyone's job description.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the guys that were, you know, on the front line and the assembly line came up with two ideas for, you know, rearranging the way the assembly line was constructed, and that saved the company a lot of money. Another person came up with an idea for packaging it in a better way so there was less breakage. So it's just having everybody
doing that, though, allowing that to flourish,
right,
requires you to be an innovative manager too.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, being a regular operating manager with you know, with chain of command and all that kind of stuff, that kind of management is typically not conducive to an innovative culture, is it?
Not at all.
You see what I'm getting? Because you're. People feel like they've got to go through the chain. They can't, you know, only certain people get credit, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. You want to make it easy for everyone. He made it easy, you know, with suggestion boxes or whatever. But also he gives out, you know, $100 awards for people come up with an idea. You can do anything, but it's that making it, like, part of, you know, and rewarding people, you know, who come up with ideas and making, you know. And another thing is, you know, this whole idea of not censoring. You know, every idea is worth considering.
Right.
No idea is a bad idea. It's a big idea in the whole innovation game. Because it's then after you get, you know, it's a lot. It's having a lot of ideas.
Right.
You know, early in my career, I worked at two ad agencies. And the thing I noticed is some of the creative people, you know, came up with all these brilliant campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing they did differently than the rest of us is they came up with lots of ideas.
Right.
9 out of 10 were awful, but they didn't.
They didn't filter anything. They gave everything a shot to fly a little bit, at least.
Exactly. And sometimes the ideas that seem kind of crazy turn out to be great.
Hold on to that thought. Catherine, give us your website, please.
It's SelfBrand, SelfBrand.com.
SelfBrand.com. Catherine Caputa and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.